Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dave, what's happening, brother? How are you?
Gabe, long time no talk. How you been over the last hour?
Oh, I've been great. I've been great. How's the road? Road treating you well?
Looks like we're headed to into some storms here in West Tennessee. I'm not much of a meteorologist, but the sky is darkening as I depart from Memphis. So a little ominous, but optimistic that we can plow through here.
Yeah, and let me do this. I do have to congratulate you for your Vols winning the College World Series. I have to do that.
Wow, Gabe, thank you so much. That's very big of you.
I'll be the big man here. I'll do it.
Okay. Yesterday, I was...
Oh, gosh. We're losing David. No.
The Memphis Airwaves couldn't handle you thanking the Volunteers.
It couldn't do it.
Let me give David a call.
Yeah, we'll try to get David back on the line here in just a moment. But we're going to have some college football to talk to him about. There's some interesting stories in the world of college football. But we'll also talk about the NBA draft and this trade. There's so much to discuss. For those that haven't seen this, and I'm going to bring this up with David in just a moment, there's a new D1 council approval, and it has to do with any staff member could provide technical and tactical instruction to athletes. Previously, you have been limited as a football program to a certain amount of on-field coaches, and now anybody can go. David, what's happening? You back? We good?
Yeah, we're good. But basically what I was telling you is that Twitter pulled a really bad stunt on me and started showing me, in the middle of my celebration scroll, it decided to show me a video of Memphis beating Tennessee in football in 1996.
Hey, come on. We got to bring balance.
I mean, I was like, what did I do to deserve this? It felt like Elon Musk was pulling a dirty trick on me and repping Memphis.
It's the one win Memphis has had ever over Tennessee. Come on.
Yeah, there's some basketball wins mixed in there. So, I mean, it's not...
In football. That's what I meant. Well, the one win in football.
But Tennessee won't play Memphis now in football. I mean, that one's on the Vols. I mean, you can realistically say they're scared. They don't want to take an L at the Liberty Bowl, or they don't want Memphis to go up to Knoxville and beat them in Knoxville. So, I mean, maybe if it was ever going to happen, this would be the era when Memphis could really really compete with is CM football.
Now, when you were off for just a moment, I brought this up to the listeners. The D1 Council approved any staff member to provide technical and tactical instruction to athletes. The change is going to be effective immediately. What this means, basically, is unlimited college football coaching staffs. You can have as many people on staff as possible. This is going to be an interesting new wave. Now, the technical and tactical instruction has always generally happened with GAs and with analysts and stuff like that, but now you cannot be penalized for it.
Yeah, and there were instances of teams actually being penalized for it. It happened everywhere, but then sometimes schools would get in trouble for it, and it was never severe penalties, but it would be recruiting restrictions, little things. It was a level 2 or level 3 type of violation, and people would get nicked for it. And so when I was covering Tennessee, you know, they would be real sure during the media viewing periods to make sure the analysts and the GAs were not providing instruction because they didn't want to get snitched on for that, and they didn't want any video surfacing of a GA or an off the field assistant giving that instruction. So now you don't got to worry about that. It's just, I'm glad this is happening. It's just one of those needless pieces of red tape that's getting removed.
Well, it sounds insane to people that don't understand sort of the ins and outs of college football coaching staffs, but it's something that's probably needed to be changed for a long, long time. But I do think there is this possibility. The Alabamas, Georgias, the people that sort of operate in that world, they could load up these coaching staffs with a lot of big names.
They had their analyst armies already. There was just a restriction on what they were technically allowed to do. But really, though, in the course of a college football practice, how many on-field instructors do you need working with a position group? I mean, there is such a thing as too many cooks in the kitchen. I mean, Gabe, you didn't need 3 different coaches yelling at you simultaneously to maximize your development at Memphis, did you?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. But it happens sometimes. You know, that's a world that I lived in there for a while. Now, also on college football, before we transition to NBA draft, the whole thing, did you see the top 10 toughest places to play for EA College Football 25? And what?
Yeah, really,
I'm sure you saw it. And what do you think about it? Kyle Field at one is just insane.
Yeah, and then they also tried to shoehorn some Big Ten teams into the top 10 that I didn't really feel like needed to be there. I didn't really believe that the horseshoe is that daunting of an environment. It's a big stadium. It's a nice home field advantage, but I don't think of Ohio State as being the place where dreams go to die. I just think of it as Ohio State usually being a whole lot better than whatever team is playing there. So I don't necessarily feel like it's the home field advantage that gives Ohio State a big edge. And then, I mean, I guess they're basing Kyle Field off the fact that Texas A&M upset Alabama there a few years ago. That's really the only recent data point that I can surmise that would lead them to believe that Texas A&M has the best home field advantage.
Well, I mean, it's just like the 12th man lore, but they've lost 18 freaking games at home in the last decade. There's a lot of other teams that have done a lot better at home. And also, Bryant Denny Stadium at 2 and Sanford Stadium at 5. So, Alabama and Georgia. Listen, I know how well they play at home, and I know they have, like, almost unblemished home records. But are either of those, like, do you feel that way? Do you think they're that tough to play in?
Boy, Alabama at its peak is really good. I've only been there covering Tennessee games. And that's obviously one that their fan base, you know, really gets up for. And late in the game, when Alabama has closed Tennessee out and is ahead by 3 touchdowns, when that cigar smoke is coming down onto the field, it's pretty cool. It's pretty impressive, and you got to give the Crimson Tide their kudos for that. But Georgia being a top 5 home field advantage, I think I disagree with that, Gabe. I think I would actually have Neyland ahead of Georgia in that ranking. Because
what about Jordan Hare, too?
Jordan Hare, especially when you get Alabama in there. So many of these home field advantages are situational.
Yeah.
Because you get a noon game against an uninspired foe, and it's way down the list. But then, you know, some of these places, I'll give you South Carolina, Williams-Brice. You get a big-name opponent in there at night, that place is as tough as any in the country. So a lot of it's situational, and that's what makes it difficult to parse those rankings.
What's the toughest place to play, though? Because I think almost unanimously when this list got published, the number three on the list, Tiger Stadium, LSU, everybody thought that should be top.
At night, absolutely. Tiger Stadium is, you know, I just think of all the LSU-Auburn games, all the LSU-Alabama games where it just feels like that home field advantage legitimately gives LSU a 6.5-point edge versus what the spread might be on a neutral field. So I would say LSU at night catapults up there. They're pretty high, but, you know, one that's sneaky good, that doesn't have the outlandish capacity or maybe even the reputation, is Davis Wade Stadium in Starkville.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the cowbells. The cowbells add 25,000 in terms of the noise to that stadium. And, you know, there's a handful of games every year where Mississippi State is decent or just even at the regular normal level that they operated at under Dan Mullen, where it gets really, really dang loud in there in a way that you wouldn't expect for a stadium that doesn't have a 90,000 or 100,000 seat, you know, capacity.
Mm-hmm. Talking with David Cobb, at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. Now, there's a lot of smoke around Donovan clinging to the Grizzlies, them trading up. It's almost too much smoke, though, David, right? Like, it's just the more that you hear it, honestly for me, because it's Zach Kleiman, the less I believe it, weirdly enough. Because it just feels like, and you brought this up the other day when you were in studio, he's never telegraphed moves like this. But I guess this year could be different.
He marches to the beat of his own drum. I have a hard time with Klingon trading up and parting with a valuable asset for Klingon. Obviously, if in some crazy fantasy land he's there for you at nine, that's logical. That's easy to get on board with. I'm not sure that I like the idea of the Grizzlies trading Marcus Smart.
Right.
Jumping
to get to number three.
And taking Donovan Kling. And that seems like a big, big swing on a player who is a roster filler, a hole filler. I mean, I remember 3 months ago, we weren't talking about Donovan Kling as a top 10 pick. And it feels to me as though the NCAA tournament and UConn's national title really had a massive and disproportional influence on Donovan Klingon's draft stock, because if UConn gets upset in the second round of the NCAA tournament, I don't know that we're sitting here talking about Donovan Klingon as a dark horse for the number one overall pick. And so I can make my peace with the Grizzlies drafting Donovan Klingon because they need a center, but I don't know that I love the idea of them losing an asset and taking a little bit of a hit to have to go out and get him. That's what kind of makes me a little unsettled.
So then what do you think the Grizzlies should be planning to do, though? If that's something that is a little hard to sort of swallow for you, what do you think that the Grizzlies' plan of action should be?
Yeah, I mean, if you can jump up to five or six, give the team you're trading with number nine, you part with another draft asset or maybe a player on your roster that doesn't factor
Santi,
into the long-term
something
plan.
Something like that.
Sure, absolutely. If you can do that and you can go and get Donovan Klingon, I think that's okay. But if Klingon is way early off the board or you get if the price is too high, just take the best perimeter player available at number nine. Don't draft Zach Edey at nine. Take a Devin Carter or hope that Dalton Connect falls. Or here's the other scenario. Klingon is gone. Carter is gone. Connect is gone. Oh, no, what do we do? We move back. We move back, and then we take Kel-El Ware, or
right,
we take Eves Meese, or we take Zach Edey. I think that's, you know, that's the fun and intriguing and exciting part about this draft, is so much of it is going to be determined on the fly. Because we don't even know who's going number one yet in this thing, and so every team in the lottery is going to be changing its board and making phone calls. Really, I mean, they need a phone board. They need a switchboard in the front office tonight, because there's going to be there's going to be GMs on hold trying to get through to Zach Kleiman when the Grizzlies are on the clock, and this thing is going to be happening in real time in a more frantic way than it feels like we get in most drafts.
If the Grizzlies traded down for, I know I'm a big fan of Eve Meese, have been since I think game one really of the college basketball season, because he just runs up and down the floor. He's an insane rim runner. He's really good finishing around the rim. He got better offensively. He's still young. That's a name, though. That seems like the left turn that Zach Kleiman could pull on us, right? Trading down, going to get Eve Meese, who a lot of people have just sort of put to the side and not really talked about.
Yeah, and I think from a fan perspective, you'd be a little disappointed because the prospect of Eve Meese being your starting five on opening night feels a little slim. But he's a young prospect who really is a late bloomer, because he didn't pick up basketball until later on in his career. He was an overlooked high school prospect as a result of that, and massively overperformed on expectations at Baylor. And I was courtside for Baylor's NCAA tournament games in Memphis, and he wasn't great in that setting and in that environment as a freshman put under the microscope that the NCAA tournament provides. But I think in the long run, the upside with Eve Meese is pretty tremendous, because he's a young guy who really hasn't been playing basketball all that long, but he's got all the tools, and he's got a really good set of instincts and IQ and just a general court awareness that you don't typically see from somebody who's relatively new to the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about the Nets trading Mikal Bridges to the Knicks? 4 unprotected first-round picks, a protected first-round pick, a second-round pick, and Bojan Bogdanović to go get Mikal Bridges. I think it's an overpay. But I think the Knicks, like, looking at that roster, they just also, while we've been on the air, signed, it looks like they're intending to sign OG Anunoby to a 5-year, $212.5 million contract. That came down from Woj about 6 minutes ago. Okay. That Knicks team could be scary in the East. Like, that, they could, as long as they stay healthy and Tibbs doesn't run them into the ground during the regular season, they have a chance against the Celtics, I think, at full strength.
Yeah, from an on-court perspective, I think it makes a lot of sense. From a capital standpoint and an asset standpoint, that's the kind of trade that you would hope to get an MVP candidate for. I mean, 5
right.
first round picks. Typically you would see that sort of price for somebody who's going to be an absolute lock to make the All-Star game, or somebody who's a legitimate MVP candidate. Mikal Bridges is a great player, but he's not bad. So it feels rich from that standpoint. But if you can kind of remove yourself from the bellyache of parting with 5 first-round draft picks, then, you know, you look at next year's Knicks team, and it feels like they're right there neck-and-neck with Boston and competing for the East, because we saw how close they were and all the strides that Jalen Brunson took, and now you're just basically reassembling the 2016 Villanova national title team and saying, hey, guys, y'all won a national championship in college basketball. Let's see if we can do it in the NBA now.
Yeah, I just look at the Knicks, though. The one thing that always is going to be my question is Tibbs. Tibbs, I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's transcended into great. But he always runs his teams into the ground, and they get injured.
Holler at your guy, Jay Wright. Holler at Jay Wright. See if he wants to come out of retirement and coach his boys again.
They should think about, though? This is what I brought this up even when Danny Hurley was talking to the Lakers. If Tibbs doesn't work out and they move on from him, Danny Hurley as the Knicks head coach, I think, could be an interesting one.
Yeah, with a Big East nucleus. It almost feels like a TBT summer team, like the Villanova reunion.
Right.
Like Wright's guys or something. Like, what are those? Like, you know how they have Boeheim's Army?
Yes.
And it's all the ex-Syracuse players. That's what the New York Knicks feel like. They feel like a TBT team that is that is getting the band back together to go try and win an NBA title now. So it's I like that. I think that's fun. That's not something you see. That's something you do in a video game. You fire up Madden and you go and get all your boys together. You get on 2K and you're a Duke fan or a Kentucky fan. You get all the Duke or Kentucky players on one team, and now we're seeing that happen in real life. And you know, maybe that is a group that would actually, a rare NBA group that would maybe thrive with a coach that has that college background.
Yeah. Now, last thing that I want to bring up with David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X from CBS Sports covering college football. And covering college basketball. Memphis has a new AD. I was not familiar with Ed Scott before today, but I've gotten familiar. Seems like he's a good fundraiser. He secured the largest single private donation in HBCU history when he was at Morgan State. He's oversee. He has been there for renovations. He's seen a lot of renovations of facilities. It seems like a decent hire. What can you tell me? I know you had to go into the rabbit hole. That's what you told me earlier.
What I like about the hire is this is not somebody who's only ever worked at a power conference school and has just coasted through with the silver spoon of a high-dollar media rights deal fueling his budget. This is somebody who's worked at Morgan State and sat in the top chair there. Now, he also has that recent power conference experience at UVA, and that's important, but he's also had to grind and work in really difficult positions and pinch the pennies and do tough budgeting before, and that's great when you come to a school like Memphis where there's some difficult financial realities now in the Group of Five, and so I think it's that right balance. What I did not want Memphis to do was go out and hire the guy who had only ever worked in a Power Five athletic department, who had never been an AD before. Now you get a guy who has been an AD before. He has the power conference experience, but he's also been at places that are on the less glamorous side as well.
Right.
I think it's
and fundraise well at those places.
Yeah, sure. I think it's a good hire. It's kind of coming from that old school AD mold. He's kind of somebody who you got to believe they had a search firm identify. I don't think this is somebody that the university leadership had a personal relationship with prior to the search, but that's okay. That's what those search firms are there for. Sometimes they pair you with the right guy, and you hope that's what they've done here.
What's the biggest job for Ed Scott now that he's gotten there? It's fundraising the rest of the $27 million for the stadium renovation, right? Like, that's the biggest part of his job. I know some people will be like, oh, get him into a Power Four, try to make that leap. But that'll come as long as you continue to do the things you're supposed to do. And it feels like Memphis is on that, the up and up. They're continuing on that trajectory. But it's fundraising the rest of the $27 million, right? There's not much in the near future that you have to worry about besides that.
Well, that's critically important. Yeah, I'm with you on the getting to a power conference stuff. You just got to keep the train on the tracks. There's only so much that an AD can really do to make that happen. The other thing that is big, that is on the horizon, that is potentially a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
An issue for Memphis is going to be managing the Penny Hardaway dynamic. That's a very, very important and delicate relationship. And that's one that Ed Scott's going to have to come in and have an active role in managing that. And that's a relationship that's so important to the University of Memphis, even independent of Penny's role as the current men's basketball coach. And you know what does that relationship look like in 6 months when, you know, when Memphis is in the middle of another basketball season? Those are going to be that's going to be a really important relationship for them to get off on the right foot and have some good synergy.
Yes, sir. Well, you are the man. We'll talk again Friday. But David, you drive safe.
All right, Gabe. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, brother. That's David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. He'll be back on Friday at 5 o'clock. Now, I know how tempting it is to go buy that national brand of liquor you've been buying for years. But when you get to the liquor store coming up this weekend, make sure that you go get a bottle of Old Dominic. We have a local distillery that does everything better. And it's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in the city. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. The distillery's right here, right on the riverfront. They want you to come by and say hi. You can book a tour and tasting at olddominic.com. But that distillery is at 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time. I'll get to that in just a moment because they have a new bourbon being released. They have the cask strength. It's 124 proof. They have 100 proof. That's aged 4 years. The 124 proof is aged 5 years. But they have a new one. This is the kicker. Their new bourbon release is 90.1 proof. 90.1 proof for the 901. It goes down really easy. You can sip it. You can mix it. The price goes down easy, too. This bourbon is going to be my new go-to. And it will be releasing at Old Dominic at 305 South Front Street. They will have a release party tomorrow. Make sure you get there. Get down to 305 South Front Street. The 90.1 proof bourbon will have a release party from 5 to 8 p.m. 5 to 8 p.m. Make sure you lock that in your calendar. 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow is a release party for this 90.1 new release bourbon at Old Dominic. So make sure you go by and you say hi to my good friends at Old Dominic. Now, we need to go ahead and grab a break on that note. And when we come back, we're going to hop into what we normally hop into on the show every single day. A few stories that we need to talk about. And we're a little late to one, but we also have some massive NBA contracts that are intending to be signed. One for Bam Adebayo, and we're going to have to update you on this OG Anunoby story for the New York Knicks. That's going to be next right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Time for the Blitz right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Of course, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, what we got?
Scottie Scheffler got over top of Tom Kim in the Travelers last weekend. He shot under 22, minus 22, and won in a playoff. This is the sixth win this season. Is this a PGA Tour issue, or is Scheffler just that dominant?
It's honestly ridiculous. Like, how do I feel about this? Of course, I think Scottie Scheffler, he's the number one golfer in the world for a reason. He is very dominant. There's no doubt about it.
This run has been nuts.
But 6 of 10 starts this year? That's ridiculous, man. I mean, he's already tied Tiger in 09 for 6 PGA Tour wins. In the end of the day, yes, he's dominant, but not having John Rahm, not having Bryson, not having Brooks, not having all these guys every single week playing against him, I think it's very clear that that has led to 6 wins in 10 starts. He needs more there. Jordan Spieth's a no-show. We know that Ricky Fowler's not there anymore. Rory McIlroy keeps choking, and he's not playing good golf right now. He's taking time off. He's not even playing in tournaments coming up. So, I just look at the PGA Tour and who they actually have playing every week, and it's Scottie Scheffler, Big Space, and then everyone else. You need more. A lot of the talent left for LIV, they need that talent all meshed together because I think it's just created this uneven playing field, and Scottie Scheffler's just so much better than everybody else.
Everything happening around him, too, is just high comedy. Like, the fact that he was the guy on the green or when those people ran out, the protesters ran out. You know, and when the cops were running toward him, you were like, he was probably like, how in the hell?
Why does he keep
it's
happening?
It's crazy.
the smoke bombs. They had smoke bombs. They had to change the 18th hole location. You saw that too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous. But I want to do this really quick. Kyle Porter put this out there. Ricky Fowler, since January 1st, 2012, has 6 PGA Tour wins, one players championship, and then has no majors. Scottie Scheffler, since March 1st, 2024. 6 PGA Tour wins, 1 Players Championship, and 1 major.
Oh, my God.
He's literally had Ricky's career in the last 100 days. It's absolutely nuts. Now, also, one of my favorite stories before we move on to it, we have a lot of NBA news. We have a lot of signings that, well, you know, they can't sign it right now, but these are contracts that intend to be signed. His caddy, Ted Scott, is living very well right now. Have you seen the stats on this?
Oh, I have.
So Scotty has made $27.6 million this year. Ted Scott has gotten about 10%. I think he's roughly $2.7 million. I think I saw $2.63 million. So did you know who he's above right now this year? Jordan Spieth's only made $2.5 million.
Poor guy.
And Ted Scott, the caddy, the freaking caddy for Scottie Scheffler, has made more than him. That's nuts. That's nuts. But shout out to Scottie.
Shout out. Yeah! Bam Adebayo intends to sign a 3-year, $166 million extension with the Miami Heat, and OG Anunoby to sign a 5-year, $212.5 million deal with the Knicks.
Obvious for the Heat to get that done. He's one of their best players, one of the best switchable bigs in the league.
Probably their best player.
Probably the best defensive player they have. And he's a guy they need to lock up, still relatively young. I don't really have any notes on that. That's a big contract, 3-year, 166, but that's just how it works. But he's an all-NBA caliber guy, and he fits perfectly with Eric Spoelstra and what they try to do with the Heat. I mean, he's a defensive ace, and they want to grind you down. They need to, you know, find a way to surround him with pieces. I don't know what's going to happen with Jimmy Butler. Is he going to take a downturn here relatively soon? But that's the guy, sort of the front man right now for that Miami Heat team. Now, OG Anunoby, I didn't expect this to happen so quickly. The Knicks are paying a hell of a lot of money, Connor. 5 years, $212.5 million. Now, you did tell me, though, there are reports out there at this particular moment that he turned down max offers to stay with the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. That's what it sounds like. Because he saw the quote-unquote vision of the New York Knicks, so he wanted to come back and be a part of it.
They're going to be, I mean, starting lineup. Let's just talk through that. Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson, probably because they're not going to be able to sign back Isaiah Hartenstein. That's sort of what we're looking at right now. And then off the bench, Miles McBride, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo.
Will Josh come off the bench?
I think so, yeah. I mean, because you have Mikal Bridges to play the two now.
He'll play the three. Mikal's
well,
three.
Well, you're not going to start OG? Of course you're starting OG.
You can start all of them.
Yeah, but you're starting.
Dante will come off the bench.
You're going to have some small ball lineups that you can
really
run.
Yeah, I think they're going to run. I think they'll run.
But, like, to start the game, you're probably going to have Julius Randle and probably a big in there.
You're right.
Mitchell Robinson.
What they need to do is they need to talk to Julius Randle about maybe being a six man.
Ooh.
Julius Randle would destroy as a six man. He would destroy.
I don't know if he'll accept that role.
He was much better last year for the New York Knicks than people give him credit for. I don't know if he will do it, and they're probably going to shop him and Mitchell Robinson. But if they start the season with those two as their bigs, it's not a bad start. Not a bad start. But you're probably right. They will probably have to roll out Jalen Brunson, OG Mikal, and then Randle, and then probably Mitchell Robinson. They do slide in Josh Hart and just say, hey, we're going small ball.
What I do respect about the Knicks, and going back to our opening conversation, an overreaction, not an overreaction, about the Mikal Bridges return, I think they paid too much. But they're going all in. And they understand what is in front of them in the Eastern Conference. It's the Boston Celtics. And they need more perimeter defenders. They need more versatile defenders. And they have three pretty phenomenal ones. And Josh Hart, OG Anunoby now signing the massive contract extension, and then Mikal Bridges. They that'll be an interesting sort of matchup in the Eastern Conference all next year, as long as they stay healthy.
Are they the second best team in the East?
Yeah, without question. I thought they were this year. They just got hurt. They just got hurt. And we lost so much with all of those injuries, what could have been the Eastern Conference Finals with the Celtics and the Knicks at full strength. But again, Tom Thibodeau, maybe take the foot off the gas during the regular season a tad bit. Don't play OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges for 45 minutes a game.
You
don't need to do that.
He's crying tears of joy right now. This team is
so
the most Tibbs team since those Bulls teams. And I told you during the break, might as well call Taj Gibson and just get him there.
Well, Taj Gibson played, was he on the team?
He was on the team last year.
Last year? Wait, like this...
I'm pretty sure it was this past season he was on the team. And there's a story. There was an interview he did with someone recently. I don't remember who it was. It might have been Haslam. It might have been on Haslam's podcast. But he said that Tibbs called him at like 2 a.m. and was like, can you be in New York tomorrow? And he's like, I guess so. It's like he knows that any time he gets a phone call from Tibbs late at night that it's going to be, hey, we need you.
Yeah. But this Knicks team is very fun.
Very,
very fun. They're going to be hellacious. They're going to be hellacious defensively, but offensively, we saw the punch they packed. Jalen Brunson can go off for 40 any given moment, and you know Mikhail, I think, still has that ability.
Well, solid three. He's a very good offensive player.
I mean, what did he average last year? About 22 points per game.
Mikhail?
So, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, 19
right around 19. Yeah. But I think he can.
Yeah, he was a number one guy.
He's gonna have to step into a probably more offensive, not offensive first role, but he's gonna have to be if he's in the starting lineup, he's going to have to really bring it. He'll probably have to be a 20-point per game
Bridges
guy for them. Julius Randle be in there too.
You talking about Bridges?
The Bridges I'm talking about.
I think he will be. It's just I think one of the reasons that average might be lower than we expected was by the end of last season, he just didn't really care.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't really want to be there much, but he shot 38% from three last year, and we know that he's going to get open shots because Jalen Brunson will be setting him up. He needs to still be probably a third guy to maximize himself the most, but him being number two and with the roster the Knicks have, I think it's going to work out.
This is going to be an interesting offseason, by the way. Have you seen some of the Warrior stuff lately?
With the Bobby Portis and Andrew
not
Wiggins?
Not Bobby Portis. I saw something about Paul George.
Oh, I did
see that. They're thinking about, obviously, this would mean Clay would have to probably.
Without a doubt
walk. And I think I saw on an offshore sports book the likelihood that Clay, the shortest odds for Clay to sign to the team that he's going to sign to this offseason, he's plus 110 to the Magic. Magic are probably.
It makes the most sense.
But if they pony up a 4-year max contract, the Warriors, to go get Paul George, that becomes a scary team. I think almost immediately.
Maybe.
I think that's pretty terrifying. I mean, that's a lot better than what they had
it's
with Klay Thompson
it's,
last
it's
year.
It's better than what they had this year, but, you know, if you're Paul George, why would you go to the Warriors, though? I feel like you have better options.
Where would you want him to land?
That's not where I want him to land. Because
Where do you think...
The scariest place he could go is OKC. It is the single scariest answer, as you say... Paul George goes back to OKC because that team is very good.
What about the 76ers?
I think he'd be great on the Sixers. And to be quite honest, the Grizzlies wouldn't really have to deal with it much. The Sixers, though, sound like they've decided to take their foot off the gas a bit with Paul George, which I don't think makes a lot of sense. I think the scariest Paul George team would be OKC. Still possible he might go back to the Clippers. But no, I mean, he would definitely make the Warriors better. They would definitely be better than
Warriors
they were last
year. Warriors is a decent option for him, though. Maybe not the best option, but a pretty good
option.
If he
wants to win a title, that doesn't turn them into a title team.
Right.
And it seems like at this point in his career, that's the type of move that you want to make.
Yeah, I get you. I understand.
He's made his money.
I understand.
And he can still make his money.
Yeah. Now, we're approaching July 4th very quickly, and you need to... Go shop early to avoid the rush. Get over to Boom City Fireworks. Two locations, 3rd Street South or Get Well at State Line Road. For the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection, open daily 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can shop out of the heat. They have air conditioning for you at Boom City Fireworks. They have a large selection of everything. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, cakes, artillery shells, and more. You can visit the Facebook page to check out what they have at Boom City Fireworks for more exciting information. They have power candles for $3.97. They have daily specials. Again, huge selection in stock today. Get over to one of their two locations, open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 3rd Street South or Getwell at State Line Road. For my good friends at Boom City Fireworks. Let's go ahead and grab a break, though. On that note, we'll come back and grab small talk and then wrap up this edition of the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, this is unsurprising, still annoying, but it has to do with Antoine Hill Jr. Antoine Hill Jr. was ranked 40th in the ESPN Top 100, according to their recruiting rankings. Since he committed to the University of Memphis, he's dropped 15 spots to 55. How stupid is that?
It's very stupid.
They've always done this, but it's so frustrating that and it doesn't matter where he's ranked ultimately. Still a great player. Still excited to see him get on campus at the University of Memphis. Excited he committed. It's one of the biggest commitments, if not the biggest commitment in the history of the school. But to drop him 15 spots just because he committed to Memphis is so dumb.
It's also because it's obvious what happened. I think that's what's annoying about it, is it's so obvious why they dropped him in the rankings. And it's like,
we've
really
seen this plenty of times, even on the basketball side as well, where like you commit to the University of Memphis, you drop in the rankings. I don't get it.
But why?
Just because you commit to a school they didn't expect you to commit to. I don't know. I have no earthly idea. If you were 40th last week,
oh, no.
You should still be 40th.
A potential top 25 team he committed to. What a sin.
It's ridiculous. And honestly, a better opportunity than the other opportunity
Much
that
better.
He was potentially going to go down the path of taking. So I don't get it. Also, I want to mention this. Did you see the Kansas City Chiefs deal? What they're doing? The Kansas City Chiefs and Hallmark are teaming up with NFL and Skydance Sports to create a new holiday movie. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, begins production next month and will be filmed entirely in Kansas City, a Hallmark movie on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is it going to be about Taylor and Travis?
No, it's not.
Is it going to be about Taylor and Travis? Like,
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I actually have it right in front of me.
Oh.
The plot and the idea.
Okay.
Should I read through this?
Please.
It's very cringy. It's a Hallmark movie, though. It's a Hallmark movie.
Remember, I don't think it gets Hallmark movies.
And Holiday Touchdown. Well, they all have the same.
They serve a purpose. They make people happy.
Sure.
Let them be happy.
Sure. But it's like, it's the same exact story with different names, characters.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the same arc of the plot.
Yeah, I mean, Speed is just Die Hard on a bus, and that movie rocks, though.
Right, true. In Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, Alana Higman is sure that her family's lifelong history as Kansas City Chiefs superfans makes them a frontrunner to win the team's Fan of the Year contest. Derek, director of fan engagement, is tasked with evaluating how Alana and her family stack up against the other two finalists. As the pair spends time together, it's clear there's a spark between them. But when her grandfather's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing, Alana begins to doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek. Unless, that is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary.
That All right.
Sounds pretty brutal.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive.
It sounds terrible.
It's honestly, it's brilliant by Hallmark because they know that people are going to tune in. The Swifties will tune in for it,
sure,
because they will tell themselves this is about, oh, this is, they're gonna, there's going to be Easter eggs. There's going to be something within
maybe,
it.
But there's literally, I mean, the plot of the whole thing has nothing to do with
no.
Travis or...
Has that ever stopped them from making it about Taylor?
No. They'll find a way.
They'll find a way.
They will find a way.
Swifties find a way.
Yeah, but a hat goes missing and she starts questioning everything about her love. That's a... Okay. All right. Listen, super fans do crazy things, but that's a bizarre plot. I have to admit that. Now, that's going to be a wrap for today. We're going to pass you off to Amber and Ian in just a moment, but also do not miss out. 7 o'clock right here on 92.9 ESPN. We'll be carrying first round of the NBA draft. I want to thank you for listening. Thanks to Daniel Greer and David Kahn for their contributions to the show. We'll meet back here at the same time tomorrow, and cross your fingers, maybe Donovan Klingon. We'll see what the Grizzlies do tonight. We'll see what the Grizzlies do tonight. But for Connor, I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy the rest of your night.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride, RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte, LXS, RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99. Do it, Sonny. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX $357 a month? $39.99 do it, signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
People are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended.
On approved credit, see store for details.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
$3 a month. Hair shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included, too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.